Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, September 12, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome to the show and happy Monday to you. I am sending smiles your way and truly hoping that you'll have a wonderful day and week. Stay in the press, as they say. Keep your head high and keep the pedal to the metal, nose to the grindstone, all that. Work smart. There are probably 1,000 cliches I could throw at you, but you get the point, I know, don't you? Well, life rarely works smoothly. Well, I won't say, I will say rare. Life and work rarely is a smooth ride, so most of us know that, so you have to learn to maneuver those roads to victory and success somehow, and so having all those cliches to pull you through is often very helpful, but just knowing that fact alone, I'll tell you, is good, and then, of course, you use your wisdom and some strategies and some fortitude and a great attitude to get you to the next stretch of your journey, to your next intersection, to your next turn, to the right lane. You just have to keep it going. And so how appropriate is that theory? Well, my guest today knows quite a bit about that. She believes in going and growing and winning. She's Dawn Nicole of Dawn Nicole 360 Grow Getters, and she promises that you can go from possibility to profitability in your business. This is part two of a three-part series that's designed to show you tried and true strategies to help you go. Grow and win. Yes. Welcome, Dawn Nicole. Welcome back.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me back, Silver.
Well, I am glad to have you. You were so in the midst of wanting to share so much in the last in your business segment, and I thought, you know what, it just makes sense for us to let you go ahead and share that information with people because it's so necessary. I think people are looking for answers and strategies, and I think most people who've tried business know by now that it is not just something that happens. You got to make it happen in a certain kind of way. So I'm always happy for people who are willing to share what they know and offer it to people to help them jumpstart or kickstart or pick up the pieces from where they are and keep it moving. So I do appreciate you being here. I know you provide a variety of workshops and seminars and trainings for people, and we'll talk about how people can connect with you once we get more toward the end of the show. But I know we have a really good program piece that you'd like to share today called The Five Secrets to Continuous Cash Flow for Business Owners, and certainly it's about the money. You know, we don't want
right.
to fool ourselves. We know we like our passion and we like our purpose, but we like some profit as well. So
right.
we're gonna talk about five secrets to continuous cash flow for business owners. How's that going so far? I'm sure it's well received.
Oh, yes. It's so received. And where it came from, Silver Ray, is it used to be called Five Reasons Business Owners Should Never Be Broke. And that was just so in your face and brutal that I said, okay, let me same message, but let me change this to five secrets to continuous cash flow for business owners. And yes, honey, people are jumping in these seats to hear these five secrets. Absolutely.
Well, I suppose the other title works in some other venues. Who knows, huh? Depends on who you're talking to.
That's right, because nobody wants to be broke.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's go ahead and get going. What's the number one secret?
Well, the first thing, and I think this is so important to just set this up, where this all came from is that I was hosting a mix and meet at my office, and a photographer who was not there for the event, he was just supposed to capture the moment, he kind of just blurted out in the midst of my presentation and said, "Dawn Nicole, I need you." And everybody kind of laughed. He said, "No, I'm serious. I need you because I'm a photographer, and I swear my business is seasonal because I cannot get my phone to stay ringing off the hook. I don't know what the secret is, but I need it to be ringing off the hook, and can you help me with that?" And right away, without ever knowing his business plan or how he was set up, I basically shared with him in front of a large audience, "Sir, I can tell based on that statement that you are not positioned in business for sustainable growth because there are five fundamental reasons why you should never say that. You should never be broke." And everyone at that point looked at me, and this is how I knew I have got to make this a workshop topic. And when they looked at me, people oftentimes think of business in a very traditional way. One product, and people are often one-dimensional. They do the obvious thing. They believe they have a product, and they try to sell it direct. And part of what you need to do to grow in business is to be strategic. That means that you need to think about the invisible and get it to work on your behalf. And that's what I teach people to do, Silver Ray. Strategy is all about manipulating what you cannot see, what others can't see, because it would not be considered strategy if you could see it. So it's about how do I take one step that gives me 10 results. And so that's what I'm going to talk about in terms of secret number one. Are you ready?
We are.
Okay. So secret number one, the first thing is we have to be sure in business that we have a viable product. Just because you love to do it and you love to offer it, many people go into business and what they have is a hobby. It's not really a business. It's not a business until you solve a problem that you know somebody would pay you money for. And that's what I'm good at getting people to see, is to take the thing that they love and show them how to make a healthy living. So many people haven't vetted or polled, P-O-L-L-E-D. They haven't taken a poll to see if what you're offering is something that people want. So that's a very common mistake. One of the ways you could do that very quickly, Silver Ray, if I may, is that many of us are on Facebook. So simply ask a strategic question, and I'll give you a quick example. Because at the helm of my business offers strategy, strategic plan development, and then strategic growth planning for the future. So one of the things I did when I got started is I went onto Facebook and I asked a multiple choice question. And I said, "Business owners, if you had to invest $1,500 into your business today, which one of these things would be of most value to you? To learn accounting, to learn project management, to learn software development?" And I gave some more choices, and I put "to learn how to build your own strategic plan" as the last option. Well, lo and behold, 95% of the listeners or the audience that I was targeting all chose to understand how to create their own strategic plan. It was at that point, Silver Ray, that I knew I had a viable product. As it sounds simple, most people miss that step. They just jump right into concepts, and they try to push something before they actually confirm that somebody wants it. So that's kind of secret number one. Offer something that people actually need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me ask you a question about that.
Sure, yeah.
Because it makes absolute sense to have a plan. You can't wake up in the morning and just decide something's going to happen unless you know you're selling ice cream on a hot day. That might work.
Right.
But, but for most businesses, of course, it does take a plan. But here's my question, Dawn. I can say from experience, I can say from listening to people who talk like you and the Shark Tank people and all of that, plans need to happen, but a lot of times things don't go according to the plan.
Yes.
And plans have to be revised and revamped and redone.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just a part of what happens. So I want you to speak to that, because I know what happens in the midst of that. Business owners will throw up their hands. Sometimes they will stop because they think that that glitch is a failure when it's actually just something for more knowledge that you need for moving ahead. But I need you to speak to that as well, because strategic plans are great, but you and I both know, and other business owners who may be listening know, that, boy, you've got to be a smart troubleshooter. And if you're not smart, you learn to get smart from the things that happen and and keep it going. But I need you to speak to that part of strategic planning.
Absolutely. You know, I'm so glad you brought that up. Just very, very quickly, here's the best way I can speak to it. When I left corporate America a little over a year ago, honey, I had the best plan money could buy. You have to believe it. It's me, right? Of course I planned this thing out. I planned to do something that nobody wanted. I didn't know that nobody wanted it until I got in the thick of it. So my strategic plan, and now I laugh about it, was that I was going to be the consultant to all, and what I was going to offer is creative arts consulting, fashion consulting, and business under one roof. It was a horrible plan.
Mm.
But at the time, coming from corporate, I didn't know better, okay? And I thought I was going to be a project manager, right, for small businesses. Well, here's reality check number one. About 30 days into this thing, I had to keep convincing people of what this was. And they would say, well, what is this thing again that you do? And it was so great to me, so very well planned out. My point is this: you have to be willing to pivot in business, and you have to be willing to pivot when you recognize it's not working. So many people are not willing to tweak their master plan. And so they go in too deep, and then they try to recover. And sometimes things are, they're irrevocable. You can't get back the time that you lost and the money that you lost, which is why I'm so passionate about helping people the first time to nail it the first time. My point is this: did I have a plan when I left corporate? Yes. Was it a great plan? I thought. But when I tested the market, they didn't really want it. I was offering something that I wanted to do. So my point is, be willing to pivot. Be willing to listen. One thing that I did very well, Silver Ray, is after being told no a number of times, but knowing that I was qualified, because I could go back to corporate America and easily command $100 an hour for the licensing and the certifications I have. So I kept saying, I don't know why I'm not valuable here. My problem is I wasn't listening. I was doing what I wanted to do. I was treating everyone like an agenda. One of the most valuable things you can do in your business is you have to go back to the people who told you no sometimes. And you have to go back with tough skin, and you have to simply ask them, I'm asking you so that I can grow from this. Please honestly share with me why you decided not to move forward with me and my brand. And I'm giving you full carte blanche to be honest. And do you know, I had people tell me honestly, the real reason why I didn't do business with you, Dawn Nicole, is because when we met for coffee the first time, you took the laptop and the whole presentation and you tried to sell me. And I thought, oh, okay. And I had to take that and listen to it and change what I was doing. The reality is today I have a national business because I listened and I welcomed feedback. So, yes, did I change my plan? Yes.
I love that answer, and I really want people to get that, because so many people have business ideas, but you also know it's full of frustration, it's full of foibles, you can often meet failure more than once, but it's not real failure. It's just a point in time where you as you said, you may have to, you know, really revise, but it doesn't always mean that you're supposed to stop doing what you're doing. But I think it's critical for everybody to understand you may be on an emotional roller coaster. You may be scratching your head. You might be losing some sleep at night. But it's all a part of, I feel, professional growth. Those points in time when you're doing these things in business and those things are happening, they really give you some great professional knowledge. They really give you some wherewithal. They really give you some fortitude and some real know-how about what you're doing. And that the key thing you said, listen to what people are telling you. It may not be easy to swallow, but they certainly are telling you the truth. And for whoever that was, to be honest with you, that honest with you, I think is just great. A lot of businesses, I'll say this and want you to go to number two, a lot of things that we deal with on a daily basis in life and businesses and technology, a part of their strategic plans is to put things out there to see what's going to fail, what's going to happen if we do it this way. And then they go back and do it. It's purposed so that they can learn from it. It's not mm-hmm. always perfected mm-hmm. when they put it out there initially. And so it is with the things we have to do as well. Definitely launch. Definitely take that leap of faith, but be prepared to do what you need to do to restructure, revise, redo along the way. What's number two?
Absolutely. Number two is actually knowing who calls you, right? Knowing who's going to call you, who is your ideal customer. And most, this is the part people don't talk about enough, knowing when. That is so key. Believe it or not, Silver Ray, knowing when is just as important as knowing who. And the reason why is because oftentimes business owners will structure this real cookie cutter product type. And it's very cookie cutter with the same static word, black and white word, and it's not customized for my who, and it's not customized for my when. When do they call me? And understanding scenario-based marketing is important. Understanding who's going to call me and when are they most likely to call allows me to be in front of it. Meaning, for example, I was sharing this with someone the other day who does, I think they do websites and digital media. And their website packages are designed to just be forward moving, to just build a new site. And so I asked them, I said, what are you prepared to do when a person's website crashes? Even if you didn't build it, they looked you up on Google or whatever, and they're hoping that you can fix it, right? Even though you didn't break it and you never even built it, do you have an emergency package, something that starts with calming their fears and gets in front of, you know, a protocol, what to do, what to ask them when things crash? And that person, that business owner, doesn't have that. He was very cookie cutter and vanilla with the packaging, but understanding who and understanding when will allow you to build scenario-based pricing that people cannot refute. It's just like knowing that a bride is always going to take a honeymoon. 99% of the time, she and her new groom will go on a honeymoon. So building a honeymoon package, anticipating you're going to get this call, right? And then they're also going to take a one-year anniversary. So what, so getting people to take it a step deeper and start building scenario-based products is going to be key to sustainable growth. So that's my number two.
That's beautiful, and it's just a new theory in business. You can, again, if you're selling ice cream, that's one thing, and it's 90 degrees outside. But if you're doing other things, like you said, the new theories are, you know, what other things can we offer along with this that's going to create other dimensions and dynamics for us to profit more.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Can I share this with
you? What's number
three?
Go ahead. Well, and then go on to number three.
I think that this would just really knock this one out the park for number two. I'll share it very quick. In my subdivision, we used to have this neighborhood yard sale thing, right, where neighbors were encouraged on one day to take everything out and sell it. So it was this huge, big, great, like, swap meet, like, neighborhood thing. And really what happened is the smartest person was the person who was not selling their things, but who anticipated that people would be hungry and thirsty. So what they did is they said, you know what, I'm going to get out here with a food cart and some beverages because I'm not selling anything per se that's merchandise, but I anticipate that these people are my customers, they will be hungry and thirsty from walking. So they made a killing. And that's part of understanding when people, you know, getting in front of scenarios so that you can capitalize off of it. Because thinking like a growth is recognizing peak potential. So
great, great, great story.
All right. So number three is a big one. Number three is strategically setting up your pricing and product menu. Believe it or not, many, many business owners are leaving money on the table and they don't even know it, especially if they are in the intangible services business. What I mean are all of the consultants out there, all of the coaches, most of them will take the information in the beginning and then put together a proposal, and the proposal is only considering one part of what they do, and so they'll give kind of one lump sum. And I know this because I used to do this. And one day I recognized, I said, I'm still not getting paid for every touch in this process. And so what I did, Silver Ray, is I broke out my process and I created something that considers my time on the front end, the consulting and coaching, and then something that considers the strategy product that I created, which is my intellectual property. So I began to set up my strategies like products that people can purchase. And then on step three is the ongoing fulfillment and maintenance. Because if you think about it, if you go into Best Buy and you buy a piece of merchandise, every single thing that you buy in that store is they're prepared to offer you a warranty, right? Would you like to pick up the warranty with this? It could be a watch, right? It's ongoing maintenance. So if we start thinking about our strategic placement of our products and services, much like the big box retailer stores, we will get a lot farther. You should be getting paid for your time, paid for your intellectual property, your knowledge, right, on the product you created, and then creating an ongoing maintenance fulfillment package that pays you residual income all year long.
You know, that is such insightful advice and guidance. And I want to just throw this in, and then what I'm going to have you do, we're going to do four and five on part three, because I want people to know about some of the other things and some of the other services. But, you know, I think the failure in business is still the same. The numbers haven't changed over decades. Approximately 80% of new businesses still fail, if you will, from year to year. But the reason I brought that up is this, because I want you to speak to this. When that happens, again, there are reasons that may be, if they follow the guidance that you're talking about, you're going to be in the 20%. And those numbers can change. But what I'm thinking, and again, you probably have the expertise and knowledge regarding this. Did the business fail, or did the person just decide, I can't do this from here at this point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about those numbers and the fact that they don't change, I'm thinking that it's more individual than it is literally business, because most people start out with great ideas that they're trying to put out there. You know, somebody gave them money and they believed in them, and, you know, things are going well. But then all of a sudden you hit these bumps, you hit these places where, again, I loved how you said you have to pivot. And if we can really get that understanding in our heads, then we will be more eager, I think, to develop the fortitude to keep going rather than falling in that statistic that's called failure. What are your thoughts about that?
You know what? The best way I can summarize that is this. If you take Pixar is the creator of Finding Nemo and A Bug's Life. What a lot of people don't know is that it took Pixar 10 years to produce Finding Nemo. They started in 1991. It would be 10 years later that we would ever see it on the big box office. The reason why it took them so long is because Disney and other major investors kept making them go back to the drawing board. So if Pixar had said, no, I'm not going to tweak it, I demand it must be this, it would have never been the highest income producing film of all time, animated film. And today we know it as such because they had to continue to change it. And Silver Ray, even when they got it just right, at the moment they got that sweet spot for the film, Disney changed management and they had to start all over again, and new management wanted to see something different. My point is, always be willing to tweak your master plan. Listen to what the market wants.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. Well, we're going to leave that right there, and we're going to pick up four and five on the next show, which will be the second Monday in October. But what I want you to do in the meantime, this has been awesome advice that you've given. I am loving it. But tell people in a couple of minutes things that you offer, people that may want to reach out to you, you know, after hearing this. The various services that they offer, that you offer, and how they can connect with you.
You got it. First of all, the easiest way to connect with us is to just go directly onto our website, which is www.thegrowgetters.com. GwynethTheGrowGetters.com. What we offer is a hybrid of business coaching and strategic consulting that transitions into a strategic plan. The plan is designed to remediate gaps and to accelerate your growth. From there, we educate you on how to live in your plan to make it operable so that you can continue to win on purpose. That's what we do in a nutshell. Whether that's management of your process, marketing, social media marketing, technology, you name it, we can develop a strategic plan for you.
That sounds really great. Well, you know, I really appreciate you being here. I love the information that you share. I do know that from what I hear, people can only grow what you're sharing, and it's marvelous. I want to thank you for taking the time. I'm going to look forward to our next show as well. I've been talking with Dawn Nicole from Dawn Nicole 360. She's the president of it, and I tell you, check out thegrowgetters.com as soon as you can. I know that from what you heard, you know that she'll take you where you need to be. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in. Thank you again, Dawn Nicole. Thank you all for listening in today. And I know you have been enriched and empowered. That's what we do here at Foxology Today, always trying to take you to another level, as cliche as that sounds. But, well, you know it works. It's the real deal.
That's right.
So I hope that you all have an amazing day. Look forward to seeing you back here. Tell your friends on social media about Foxology Today. And in the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome. Talk to you next time.
Thank you.